There's magic that happens when you get together in a Vrbo vacation home. It's the magic of spilled drinks and twirling hugs. It's inside jokes and loud shower singing and life advice and big sister real talk and laughing till you can't breathe. It's the feeling of relief because no matter who you are, there's nothing like spending time with the people you love. Vrbo, a place for together. Download the app to find yours. There's magic that happens when you get together in a Vrbo vacation home. It's the magic of spilled drinks and twirling hugs and knowing no matter who you are, there's nothing like spending time with the people you love. Vrbo, a place for together. Download the app to find yours.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the NBA, the National Basketball Association. Coming up on this week's program, have an interview with Lauren Gunn. Lauren is the co-host of the Gunshot Podcast and a contributor for SB Nation's Mavs Moneyball. We discuss the current happenings with the Dallas Mavericks, including Luka Doncic, and so much more. Plus, we give you the current league leaders and the standings around the association. But first, I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with Russell Westbrook. Wow. It has been a train wreck since Russell has arrived in L.A. Of course, there was so much hype around Westbrook coming to the Lakers when the trade happened on draft night in the 2021 NBA draft this past June. And me and a lot of fans were excited about this because on paper, this was the makings of a championship team. Russell Westbrook, LeBron James, don't forget the addition of Carmelo Anthony, Anthony Davis. I mean, this, in my eyes, and even in a lot of basketball players' eyes, this was a surefire championship run. Well, let's just say it's been a surefire run, all right, and not to a championship, but it's been a dumpster fire and then some. And it just got worse for the Lakers. Again, the Lakers losing to the Clippers in the week, and then, of course, Westbrook has some harsh comments for a reporter at the press conference, and it's been very dicey and very testy for Russell Westbrook and the Lakers and even Laker fans and even just basketball fans in general. This is just a situation that has not worked out, and things got even worse when the Lakers decided not to trade him at the trade deadline. There was talks about John Wall maybe coming to Los Angeles, the possibility of maybe a Westbrook being dealt. Well, unfortunately, that didn't happen, and things just continue to get worse for Russell Westbrook and the Los Angeles Lakers. So, again, I mentioned earlier Westbrook, the Lakers losing to the Clippers, losing to the Mavericks, also the Lakers losing to the New Orleans Pelicans. I mean, man, this is just this has gone to hell in a handbasket. And something needs to be done in the offseason. I know LeBron and company, they want to make it work, but it's not working out, and something has to be done because this experiment is not working at all, not just for the Westbrook situation, but just the Lakers in general with a lot of problems. Anthony Davis is being inconsistent to stay healthy. This is not good at all, and I didn't expect this. I thought the Lakers would be a surefire, at least in the top five in the West. Well, they're nowhere near the top five, and they're barely hanging on in a spot for a chance to even play in the play-in tournament. But the long story short, Russell Westbrook, this thing is not working out in L.A., and something needs to be done. It needs to be done very fast, and it needs to be done quickly. My next storyline is going to be the Philadelphia 76ers. The 76ers are balling right now. At the moment, as this show is airing, the Sixers are in a five-game winning streak. They are on a roll. And also, the James Harden trade, when James Harden arrived in the trade deadline in the middle of February, Harden played his first game on February the 25th at Minnesota. And since Harden has arrived in Philly, they have won currently five games in a row so far. So this Embiid and Harden combination, so far so good. And how about the player Tyrese Maxey? We talk about players that are the future of the NBA: Ja Morant, Luka Doncic, Giannis, Also, you talk about LaMelo Ball, but you could put Tyrese Maxey in the mix as well. And Tyrese has been playing some ball as of late. Of course, you've got Tobias Harris. It just, Philly has just been balling right now. And then with the addition of Harden, that adds even more flavor to the offensive side. So the Sixers are definitely on a roll right now. And for my last storyline is going to be the New Orleans Pelicans. You know, the Pelicans really made some moves during the offseason. Matter of fact, on draft night this past June in the NBA draft, New Orleans made a trade with the Memphis Grizzlies. Of course, New Orleans dealt Steven Adams to the Grizzlies, and in return, the Pelicans got Jonas Valanciunas. And it's been a great move for them because they get more offense in the paint, they get a better shooter, and then when C.J. McCollum was acquired right around the trade deadline, McCollum played his first game with New Orleans on February the 10th, but since then, the Pels have played, and McCollum has only been with the Pelicans for 9 games, and currently they're 5-4 since McCollum has joined the Pelicans. Currently, the Pelicans are on a 4-game winning streak, beating Phoenix, the Lakers, Sacramento, and Utah. And again, C.J. McCollum has been a nice addition, a very nice addition to the Pelicans. But how about Brandon Ingram? I think Brandon Ingram, in my opinion, is the most underrated superstar in the league under 25. Again, the names that I mentioned earlier, Luka and Ja, and also Trae Young, and also Tyrese Maxey and Jason Tatum. But you got to put Brandon Ingram in there as well. Brandon Ingram is someone that he's a quiet superstar. He's more of an action speak louder than words type of person. And, of course, with him and C.J. McCollum, again, they're on this 4-game winning streak. Brandon and C.J., they know how each other operate. And so far, so good. Again, it's been, again, McCollum has only been with the team for 9 games, but so far, New Orleans is currently on a 4-game winning streak. They've played well. Valanciunas has played very well, rebounding, getting them the points in the paint, getting the rebounds, doing the dirty work in the paint. So the New Orleans Pelicans, man, currently on a winning streak right now. Definitely pay attention to them because the Pelicans have a strong chance of being in the play-in tournament, maybe getting a playoff spot. Who knows? You just never know as we wind down in the second half of the NBA regular season. All right, when we come back from the break, I'll give you the current league leaders and standings in the association. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors about bundling your home and auto.
In sports, 3 goals is a hat trick. And when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get a hat trick of great savings and round-the-clock protection. So you might be thinking, wait, that's 2 things. A hat trick is 3. But in this metaphor, great savings counts as 2 goals, and so does round-the-clock protection. So it's like 4 goals, and that's more than 3. It's basic math.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
There's magic that happens when you get together in a Vrbo vacation home. It's the magic of spilled drinks and twirling hugs and knowing no matter who you are, there's nothing like spending time with the people you love. Vrbo, a place for together. Download the app to find yours.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
There's magic that happens when you get together in a Vrbo vacation home. It's the magic of spilled drinks and twirling hugs and knowing no matter who you are, there's nothing like spending time with the people you love. Vrbo, a place for together. Download the app to find yours.
Want to know the secret to a great night's sleep?
I'm listening.
It's the Gel Flex Grid, and only Purple mattresses have it. It's made from a hyperelastic polymer that instantly responds to your body. The Gel Flex Grid is why Purple mattresses are soft where you want it and firm where you need it.
Wow. Tell me more.
It flexes around pressure points, keeping you supremely comfortable. Plus, the Gel Flex Grid has over 1,400 air channels that let hot air flow away from your body, so you sleep sweetly through the night. Learn more at purple.com.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time to get you caught up on the current league leaders and standings in the NBA. Let's start off with points per game. Joel Embiid from the Philadelphia 76ers remains the leading scorer in the NBA. He's averaging 29 points per game. Coming in at number two is Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks, followed by LeBron James is third. He's averaging almost 28 points per game. Coming in fourth is DeMar DeRozan from the Chicago Bulls, and in fifth is Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks. The next category that we have is rebounds per game. Coming in at number one is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. He's averaging 14 rebounds per game. Coming in at number two from the Denver Nuggets is Nikola Jokic. He's averaging 13 rebounds per game. Coming in at number three is Domantas Sabonis from the Sacramento Kings. He's averaging 12 rebounds a game. Coming in fourth is Clint Capella from the Atlanta Hawks, and in fifth is Giannis Antetokounmpo. Next category is assists per game. Coming in at number one is Chris Paul from the Phoenix Suns. He's averaging 10 assists per game. Coming in at number two is the new Philadelphia 76er, James Harden. He's averaging 10.3 assists per game. Coming in at number three is DeJounte Murray from the San Antonio Spurs. Coming in at number four is Trae Young, and in fifth is Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. Next category that we have is steals per game. Coming in at number one, representing the San Antonio Spurs, is DeJounte Murray. He's averaging over two steals per game. Coming in at number two is Gary Trent Jr. from the Toronto Raptors. Coming in at number three is Chris Paul. Coming in at number four, representing the Philadelphia 76ers, is Matisse Thybulle. And coming in at number five is Marcus Smart from the Boston Celtics. Next category is blocks per game. He's already the league leader in rebounds, and he also leads in blocks per game, Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. Coming in at number two is Robert Williams from the Boston Celtics. Coming in at number three is Jaren Jackson Jr. from the Memphis Grizzlies. Coming in at number four is Mo Bamba from the Orlando Magic. And coming in at number five from the San Antonio Spurs is Jakob Poeltl. And again, he leads the league in rebounds and blocks per game, but he also leads in field goal percentage. Again, Rudy Gobert, he's shooting 71% from the field. Coming in at number two is Jared Allen from the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's shooting 67% from the field. Coming in at number three is DeAndre Ayton from the Phoenix Suns. Coming in at number four, representing the Charlotte Hornets, is Montrezl Harrell. And at number five, again, representing the San Antonio Spurs, is Jakob Poeltl. That next category that we have is three-point percentage. Coming in at number one, representing the Miami Heat, P.J. Tucker shooting at 45% from three-point range. Coming in at number two is Luke Kennard from the Los Angeles Clippers. Coming in at number three is Cameron Johnson from the Phoenix Suns. Coming in at number four from the Boston Celtics is Grant Williams. And coming in at number five is Doug McDermott from the San Antonio Spurs. Also in another category that we have is three-point field goals made. Coming in at number one is Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors. Coming in at number two is Buddy Hield from the Indiana Pacers. Coming in at number three is Fred VanVleet from the Toronto Raptors. Coming in at number four is Patty Mills from the Brooklyn Nets. And coming in at number five is Malik Beasley from the Minnesota Timberwolves. Next category that we have is free throw percentage. Coming in at number one is Jordan Poole from the Golden State Warriors. He's shooting 92% from free throw range. Coming in at number two is Emmanuel Quickley from the New York Knicks. Steph Curry comes in at number three. Coming in at number four from the Memphis Grizzlies is Desmond Bane. And coming in at number five is Danilo Gallinari from the Atlanta Hawks. And finally, we have in minutes per game. Leading the league in minutes per game is Fred VanVleet from the Toronto Raptors. He's averaging 38 minutes per game. Coming in at number two is his teammate Pascal Siakam. He's averaging 37 minutes a game. Coming in at number three is James Harden. Coming in at number four is LeBron James. And in fifth, another Toronto Raptor, OG Anunoby. And that takes care of the league leaders in the association. Let's move along now to the current standings in the NBA. Let's start off in the Eastern Conference. Currently at number one are the Miami Heat with a record of 42 wins and 22 losses. Coming in at number two are the Philadelphia 76ers. They have a record of 39 and 23. Coming in at number three are the Milwaukee Bucks with a record of 39 and 25. Also coming in at number four are the Chicago Bulls. They have a record of 39 and 25. Coming in at number five are the Boston Celtics with a record of 38 and 27. The Cleveland Cavaliers are sixth with a record of 36 and 27. The Toronto Raptors are seventh with a record of 34 wins and 29 losses. And coming in at number eight are the Brooklyn Nets with a record of 32 wins and 32 losses. And for the rest of the standings in the East, the Atlanta Hawks are in ninth place. The Charlotte Hornets are in 10th place. The Washington Wizards are in 11th. And the New York Knicks currently have a record of 25 and 38. In 13th are the Indiana Pacers. In 14th place are the Detroit Pistons. And in last place in the East are the Orlando Magic. All right, now we have in the Western Conference standings, number one are the Phoenix Suns. They have a record of 51 wins and 12 losses. Coming in at number two are the Golden State Warriors with a record of 43 and 20. The Memphis Grizzlies are third with a record of 43 and 21. The Utah Jazz are in fourth place with a record of 39 and 23. The Dallas Mavericks are in fifth place with a record of 38 and 25. The Denver Nuggets are next in sixth place with a record of 37 and 26. The Minnesota Timberwolves are in seventh place with a record of 35 and 29. And the Los Angeles Clippers are currently in eighth with a record of 34 and 31. For the rest of the standings, in ninth place are the Los Angeles Lakers. They have a record of 27 and 35. The New Orleans Pelicans are in 10th place with a record of 27 and 36. The Portland Trail Blazers are in 11th with a record of 25 and 37. And then you have the San Antonio Spurs in 12th place with a record of 24 and 39. In 13th are the Sacramento Kings. In 14th place are the Oklahoma City Thunder. And dead last in the Western Conference are the Houston Rockets. So that takes care of your current league leaders and standings in the NBA. All right, when we come back from the break, I have an interview with Lauren Gunn, co-host of the Gunshot Podcast and contributor for SB Nation's Mavs Moneyball. Of course, Lauren, with the podcast and being a contributor to Mavs Moneyball, it focuses on covering the NBA's Dallas Mavericks. We talk about the current happenings with the Mavs. We talk about Luka Doncic and so much more. Lauren is coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
There's magic that happens when you get together in a Vrbo vacation home. It's the magic of spilled drinks and twirling hugs and knowing no matter who you are, there's nothing like spending time with the people you love. Vrbo, a place for together. Download the app to find yours. There's magic that happens when you get together in a Vrbo vacation home. It's the magic of spilled drinks and twirling hugs and knowing no matter who you are, there's nothing like spending time with the people you love. Vrbo, a place for together. Download the app to find yours.
At Vrbo, we have vacation homes for you and whoever you call family. And by family, we don't just mean shared DNA. We mean the people who make you realize just how important family is and why you need a place to be one. Vrbo, a place for together. Download the app to find yours. There's magic that happens when you get together in a Vrbo vacation home. It's the magic of spilled drinks and twirling hugs. Inside jokes and loud shower singing and life advice and big sister real talk and laughing till you can't breathe. It's the feeling of relief because no matter who you are, there's nothing like spending time with the people you love. Vrbo, a place for together. Download the app to find yours.
There's magic that happens when you get together in a Vrbo vacation home. It's the magic of spilled drinks and twirling hugs and knowing no matter who you are, there's nothing like spending time with the people you love. Vrbo, a place for together. Download the app to find yours. There's magic that happens when you get together in a Vrbo vacation home. It's the magic of spilled drinks and twirling hugs, and knowing no matter who you are, there's nothing like spending time with the people you love. Furbo, a place for together. Download the app to find yours.
Yep, against, or Sunday afternoon, against the Warriors. They're better at taking care of the basketball. Luka, what's wrong with the Warriors, dude?
It's all on the defensive side of the floor. I mean, they haven't really been healthy. Clay's been in and out of the lineup. Draymond.
Quarter of the last 14 games. Green, and a no-look pass by Green to Luka, who drives it and
attack the game.
Well, it's an adjustment period for him at this juncture, right? I mean, he...
Bang, Luka for impact unless he makes a shot.
No question about it. But, I mean, I've been shook like that. Rod Strickland.
Luka, by the way, about a 17-point...
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of Bally Sports Southwest and Luka Doncic doing his thing as he's always done in his short NBA career, scoring 41 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists in the Mavs' win over the Golden State Warriors on March the 3rd of 2022. To talk more about Luka and the current happenings with the Mavericks, amongst other things, we want to welcome her back to the program. She is a contributor for Mavs Moneyball for SB Nation, also the co-host of the Gunshot Podcast with her brother, Grant Gunn. Let's welcome her back to the program, Lauren Gunn. Lauren, welcome back to the program and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. Thank you so much for having me back. I'm stoked to be back chatting with you and talking some math.
You're welcome. I'm stoked as well. And again, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's get right to it. The Mavericks, really, since the trade deadline, they have been on a roll. They finished the month of February with a record of 7-3, and so far they're undefeated in the month of March. We're going to get to Luka in just one moment, but I mentioned the trade deadline, and something that was very significant, of course, Kristaps Porzingis during his time with the Mavericks, inconsistent, couldn't stay healthy, traded to the Washington Wizards. And in return, the Mavericks wind up getting Davis Bertans and Spencer Dinwiddie. And we know Spencer was an impact player during his time in Brooklyn. And, of course, Davis did his thing in Washington. Give me your thoughts on that trade that took place with Kristaps.
Yeah, so at the time, I was pretty shocked and underwhelmed, I guess is a good word for it, because for Dallas, coming into this season, it was – yeah, we know what comes with Porzingis and kind of what challenges come with him, but he was our number two, and the big question going into this season was how good can he be? Can he be that number two that is enough come playoff time? And so this season, you know, we're trying to see what he looks like under Jason Kidd, just get a bigger sample size to see just what he looks like. And so when he got moved for Dinwiddie, who is coming back from an ACL injury, hadn't really been playing too well in Washington, and that I don't want to say that was necessarily all on him, or it just seems like there were a couple of other things going on there, but it was reported that he was a shell of himself. And then you had Davis Bertans, who is on a very, very sizable contract, and not just in the short term. So there were definitely challenges there, but if you kind of took a step back and saw what they were going to come in and bring. And with Dinwiddie, we didn't need him to be this starting guy next to Luka. And it's not expected that was never going to be the expectation for him with the emergence of Jalen Brunson this season as a starter. And then Bertans, we haven't been shooting too well as a team this year until, you know, the second half of the season. But for the most part, we haven't been shooting that well. So we're like, okay, well, you don't need to play him every single night, but if he gets in there for 10 minutes and he's kind of found his stretch, especially playing with Luka, I mean, that's nice to have. So they're fitting in really well, and they get a lot of props from me and from Mavs Twitter and from everybody. But, yeah, it's they definitely have some challenges moving forward with those contracts and really trying to put a championship roster together.
I want to stay with the acquisitions of Bertans and Dinwiddie. What are the things that you have noticed, Lauren, in terms since they've been brought on to the team right at the trade deadline? Do you think the team so far has progressed offensively, or do you think they've slid a bit offensively? Do you think they're better defensively, or is it still the same? What do you think? What are your takeaways from Bertans and Dinwiddie being added to the Mavericks so far?
Yeah, it's a good question. So defensively, I would say it's right now things look the same. They've got some different lineups out there, obviously, when you bring in two new guys. So I kind of want to see a larger sample size for the defensive numbers. But offensively, Dinwiddie has been fantastic. Bertans has had a couple of fantastic games where he's just come in and given us a big spark off the bench. And so the spacing that he provides, because he's so lethal on the move and he also has range. So pairing that with Luka, and when you have Reggie Bullock out there and Dorian Finney-Smith, Maxi Kleber, like all these guys that can hit from three, it's huge. And then when you add Dinwiddie to the mix, he has just given Dallas's offense a complete new kind of like facet to it, because he can score in the mid-range, he can create off the dribble and ISO and ISO situations, and he doesn't necessarily, or sometimes Jalen Brunson can do that, but sometimes it's matchup-based. So having a guy like Spencer Dinwiddie to defer to if Brunson's having an off night or if Luka's having an off night has been really, really valuable, and it really is a testament to these two guys as veterans in this league, because for them to come in, like post-trade deadline, going into the final home stretch of the season, and to come in and immediately impact the game like this has been huge for Dallas. It's been really, really huge.
All right, and speaking of being really huge, you mentioned his name, Jalen Brunson. I mean, the future, of course, with Luka, we'll get to him in just one moment. But alongside Luka, Jalen Brunson, so far this year, he's averaging over 16 points a game, and he's definitely been on point this year, being amongst the top in the organization in points and in steals and also in assists and in minutes played as well. Just give me your thoughts on Jalen and his play so far.
Coming into this year, and I guess even to kind of pick it back a little bit, he has been a fantastic sixth man who the coaching staff has always trusted to run the second unit and step up into Luka's role on the nights when Luka's out. And so for this season, he's gotten more of an opportunity to start next to Luka, which is something that we hadn't really seen, or obviously we hadn't seen it in the past, but it hadn't even really been thrown out as a possibility. And so he's finally stepped into this role. Coach Kidd is communicating with him all the time. They talk about that a lot. And you can just see him continuing to grow and show that he can be a starter in this league. And another reason that he deserves major props is because his catch-and-shoot three numbers like have gone up, and that's exactly what you need when you're going to play off-ball next to Luka Doncic. And so between him and Dinwiddie, the fact that they have embraced kind of the off-ball role but are also more than willing and always prepared to step right into an on-ball role when Luka needs to play a little bit more off-ball and he needs a little bit of rest, both of those guys have done that fantastically this season. And Brunson has established himself as the starter next to Luka, and that's why he's going to get paid this summer.
Rightfully so, and definitely he's paid off big dividends so far in his short time in the league. I want to move along now to another person that is among the top five in scoring so far for the Mavs, Tim Hardaway Jr. We know that his dad was a perennial all-star, but Tim Hardaway Jr., he's been paying off big dividends, getting key shots in Dallas, in the Mavericks, getting some big wins as of late. Give me your thoughts on Tim and his play so far.
Yeah, so Tim has been, I mean, coming into this season, Dallas, the city of Dallas was super stoked to have him back, especially given the contract that he signed. Unfortunately, kind of somewhat early in the season, he went down with a foot injury and has been ruled out for the time being. So we're definitely missing him and kind of looking at this new group that is a much more versatile group with the additions that we were just talking about. Imagining Tim being a part of that rotation and just kind of surrounding Luka with all of these versatile, I don't want to say like all 3-and-D guys because they all bring something different to the table, but you have such versatile pieces around him comprised of guards and wings, and then you've got a few smaller bigs who can move really well. And so adding Tim back to that group next year is going to be huge for Dallas. And again, he signed a very team-friendly contract, which just makes everybody's lives easier, especially given that they're going to have to back up the truck for Brunson, like I just mentioned a minute ago. So we're missing him, that's for sure, but it's been nice to see him around the arena smiling and excited to just be around the team and see them have such success lately.
All right, and then speaking of taking care of business in the paint, the last time I had you on the show, Lauren, we talked about Maxi Kleber and how he's really stepped up his game as of late. Well, he's in the top five on the team in rebounds and also in block shots. Just give me your thoughts on Maxi and his play so far.
Yeah, Maxi has been fantastic because so many teams, I mean, he's been with the Mavs for a little while now that people – he's not so much of a secret anymore, but he's so, like, sneaky athletic. He can jump through the roof, and he can move his feet really well. So he's solid in terms of perimeter defense. He's 6'10", but there were times in these last 2 years, in these last two playoff matchups against the Clippers, where he was picking up Kawhi, and that was, like, our best – I mean, granted, Dallas' defense in the last 2 years wasn't great, but that was our best – matchup or our best option to throw at Kawhi, and he did a solid job. Maxey's been huge. Sometimes, some nights the shots aren't falling, but again, that's kind of where Bertans comes in and helps a little bit. But his defense is, and his effort is something that you're going to get every single night. And yeah, he's been fantastic. So I'm looking forward to having that defense again and that kind of versatility in terms of being able to switch come playoff time, because it's the playoffs, so the floor is going to shrink and it's going to get a lot more difficult.
Indeed, it is going to get a lot more difficult. Now, somebody that's been providing an offensive spark for Dallas is Dorian Finney-Smith. He's currently averaging over 10 points a game, and he's also doing his thing on the rebounding as well as doing his thing in blocking shots. Give me your thoughts on Dorian and his play so far.
Yeah, Dorian is one of my favorite guys on this team. He has such a good attitude, and he just works so hard. Another guy who night in, night out, whether the shots are falling or not, he's going to give you 110% effort. Fortunately for Dallas, lately, all season, his shots have been falling. So he has proved to be a really solid option for Dallas in terms of three-point shooting and defense. But the defense is nothing new. He always brings that to the table. So he's been a fantastic addition, something that I've seen this season that has been a question in the past, and kind of an area of his game that a lot of people have wanted to see him kind of grow and evolve, is his ability to put the ball on the deck and not just to score, but to keep the offense moving, to keep things flowing. So he's gotten a lot better at that, and which has been huge for Dallas. And with the team right now and the current players that Coach Kidd is working with, he has shown an ability to play small ball five and, again, just take any defensive matchup that he gets. So the Mavs are super lucky to have Dorian, super, super lucky to have locked him up for four more years. So, yeah, we're very happy to have him around Dallas for the long term.
You know, speaking of the Mavericks being lucky to have Dorian Finney-Smith, I know the Mavs are extremely blessed and lucky to have Mr. Luka Doncic. I mean, one of the premier players in all of the NBA, and definitely somebody that's just continued to get better year in and year out. He's one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents. Now, when the season had started, Lauren, there were questions about his conditioning. Of course, coming off, of course, the Olympics were delayed a year. He was playing for Slovenia in the Olympics in Tokyo. And then, of course, when the Olympics were over with, there were questions about his conditioning. Well, he fixed that problem very quickly. And, again, even before he got his conditioning back under control, everything was the same. His play was the same. But, man, his conditioning is under control now, and, man, he is just balling and continuing to ball. Just give me your thoughts. This is a two-part question. Give me your thoughts on Luka and post-Olympics and Luka now that he's well-conditioned again.
Yeah, so I guess to answer the first part, coming off of the Olympics, like, all of the Dallas fans and really anybody watching him closely as he prepared for the Olympics and went off to the Olympics, he was so excited to represent his country, and he did not care that he just, like, worked his absolute butt off trying to win a playoff series that ultimately didn't go their way. He didn't care about how tired he was or how much he had just worn out his body. He was going to go for it. And so from, I guess, a fan perspective and kind of a media perspective, to start the season, I was a little concerned on the wear and tear and how, because he is someone who's dealt with some ankle injuries in the past. And so I was a little worried about the fatigue and how coming back from all of that, like the shortened season and then the Olympics and then just diving right back in, I was a little nervous about that, but he, after a little while, it was like, okay, you could see that he's a little bit out of shape, but he's also out there doing his thing and giving you like 20, 10, and 10, like every night. So I wasn't as worried. Sorry about that. I wasn't as worried for the long term because it was such a weird season with weird circumstances between the shortened season and the Olympics. So over time, he kind of got things back going. But then once he really started getting in shape as the season went on, it was like, okay, like what level is he going to unlock now? Like what's he going to be doing? Is he doing as a shooter? Because the consistency for range kind of seems to be like the biggest question. And he, I mean, the month of February, he went 41% on 9.7 attempts from three the entire month. And that is like, that doesn't even sound like a real stat. That's like a Steph Curry stat. So the fact that he was able to do that was unreal. He has been on an unreal level lately. Every single night that I'm there watching him, I find myself asking, like, what is the ceiling this season? Because the West is wide open. Well, Phoenix is up there, but with the exception of everybody else, it's wide open. And Luka is just playing on an unreal level right now. So I'm excited to see him in the playoffs, see what he can put together and how far he can take this team.
Yeah, I mean, it's unreal how he's playing right now. And, of course, I mean, we mentioned about with the Olympic year, that the Olympic year, the shortened season. And then, of course, he was rewarded with that big five-year rookie contract extension during the offseason before the season had started. And I want to stay just with Luka for a moment. Steph Curry, Ja Morant, Giannis Antetokounmpo, LeBron James, Nikola Jokic are just some of the possible MVP candidates this year. Where does Luka rank, and what's your take on what I should say is this: what's the campaign for, in your opinion, for Luka to win this year's league MVP?
Yeah, so I'm glad you brought that up because it's always a hot topic, and right now it does seem like Jokic and Embiid are at the top of that race. But I tweeted out yesterday, the Mavs have the same record. Well, as of yesterday, before the win against Golden State, they had the same record as Philadelphia, and they have a better record than Denver. And to me, right now, the only people that should be, in my opinion, based off of stats and records, the only people that should be above Luka are Jokic and Embiid. And I think that there's a case that you can absolutely make a case as to why he should be above both of them. Again, his numbers, in my opinion, which this is a little bit of homer bias, so I'll be the first to acknowledge that, his numbers are better than Embiid's, and they're right there in terms of record. Jokic's numbers, opinion, are slightly better than Luka's, even though he's scoring less points. His numbers are better than Luka's, but Denver is below Dallas in the standings. And so, to me, a lot of this is going to come down to how the season ends, and with Luka playing at the level that he's playing at, it's baffling to me how he's not even really being included in a lot of conversations. And so I want to say the MVP ladder was updated this morning, and I don't remember the exact order, but it was top five were Embiid, Jokic, Giannis, Ja, and then Luka. And Ja's having an insane year, but in my opinion, his numbers to Luka's are not the same. They're just not the same. So if he continues to do what they're doing and their wins like continue to stack up, especially since they have, I want to say, the third or fourth easiest remaining schedule, I think he'll absolutely be a part of that conversation, and he should be. So it might be Embiid's year. I could totally see that. There might be a little voter fatigue with Jokic. I don't necessarily think that that's fair if that is the case, but my thing is Luka should absolutely be a part of the conversation. I don't think he's a clear favorite or anything like that, but not including him in the conversation is absurd to me.
I think it is absurd, Lauren, and I think Luka deserves to be in this conversation. I mean, he's played great all season long and definitely deserves to be in that league MVP conversation. You know, one of the key elements of a successful team, Lauren, is a coach and a superstar or superstars. This is Jason Kidd's first year as the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks. And what's the relationship like between Luka and Coach Kidd so far?
Yeah, so there were a lot of questions coming into this season with Coach Kidd in terms of his previous, like, his coaching history. But one thing that was well known was that a lot of players like him, a lot of players respect him, and there were even some players that were asking for him to be the next head coach of their team because of his ability to build relationships with players. So from what I've seen, they get along very well. Coach Kidd is very encouraging in terms of empowering Luka and getting him to have conversations with him about what he sees on the floor, what he wants to do. And it's just, it's a very like collaborative effort feel around the team. And that's huge. And so I don't think Luka has had that yet in his career. So having a guy like that, who is one of the, like, right in terms of history and records and numbers, like Jason Kidd had an incredible career and he did a large portion of it in Dallas. And so, or a significant portion of it in Dallas. And so I think those two have really gelled and kind of just come together. And with what we're seeing, like the adjustments that Kidd's making on a night-to-night basis, a week-to-week basis, he's doing a lot of things right. And this team, there's chemistry. Everybody seems to be on the same page. Everybody seems to be loving what they're doing and what their roles are. So, yeah, as of right now, I don't think you could ask for anything more, especially in the first year.
I asked you this question the last time you were on the program, Lauren. I ask you this question again. What's I know Luka is proud, represents Slovenia very proudly, but I want to ask you, is there an active Slovenian community in Dallas or anywhere in the Metroplex?
Yes, very much so. And I'm glad you asked that, because at the game, there were a group of fans below where I was sitting, and they were holding up a massive Slovenian flag. And yes, there are absolutely a large Slovenian crowd who show up to root for Luka, but also on the nights when Goran Dragic shows up into town, everybody shows out for that game. And it's awesome because those two get super loud cheers. And it's just super cool to see, because in the past, Dallas has tried to, I don't want to say they've made a huge priority, but they've definitely enjoyed bringing in international prospects, and not just obviously Dirk Nowitzki, but different players. Like this year, we got Maxi Kleber, who's also from Germany, and we have Josh Green, who's from Australia. And so there are lots of guys that brings a different feel, and they like that. They like having, not differences, that's a poor way to put it, but like, just, I don't know, bringing more people together and just, I don't know, I can't find the words right now, but I love that. I love what I see, and I think it's good for everybody. So, yeah, definitely a big Slovenian crowd.
It's good. I like to hear that as well. I want to stay just with Luka and just the huge presence of international players that we have in the NBA, the international superstars. Luka, Giannis, Jokic, Embiid, are just some of the many international superstars in the league. In your opinion, Lauren, what is it about the NBA that attracts these international superstars, and how the league has continued to just grow on a worldwide level?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think a lot of these guys who have access and are able to watch the NBA as children, obviously you see that and you're like, hey, that's the best league in the world. That's the top of the top. I want to get there. And so there's that competitiveness and that motivation to get there. But then I think a lot of the reason that they have so much success is because they grow up playing basketball in a completely different place, and they manage to develop a unique style. And that's different than the NBA and a lot of these guys that kind of play AAU ball and then go play at one of these major pipeline like Kentucky, Duke, or UNC, any of those schools. But the guys that are international, they develop their own style. They are playing against other very talented players, but it's a complete different style than what we've got going on here, and they're continuing to improve their game at such a high level. So by the time they get over here, a perfect example is Jokic's like kind of fadeaway shot that I don't even know how to describe it, but those that are familiar with his game know exactly what I'm talking about. And it's just, every time you watch it, it looks kind of funky, but that dude doesn't miss. And he's one of the most fun players in the NBA to watch. So I think from a fan perspective, people like to see different things. They like to see the game staying fresh and evolving. And so as the NBA, like you mentioned, continues to expand on this global scale with the NBA Africa League, with I believe they're continuing to expand in even Mexico and also in China, like they're continuing to expand, and it won't surprise me as if we see more leagues pop up soon enough in the semi-near future and just continue to expand the game. So I think everybody loves it, and why wouldn't you?
I know. Why wouldn't you want to love it either? I think it's just great that the sport has continued to expand and to evolve for many decades. I definitely still love to see that international presence. And speaking of international presence, I asked about him the last time you were on the program, and I'll ask you again, Lauren. How are Mavericks fans responding to Mr. Boban Marjanovic?
Yeah, I can hear some, if there are any Mavs fans, just absolutely yelling at me for not mentioning Boban when I was mentioning the international players. He has been so just welcomed and beloved by this fan base ever since he came here. He's just such a positive presence, and he has such a positive impact on every single person that he interacts with. When I show up ahead of game time and I'm in there to watch the individual shoot-around, individual workouts before the game, Boban comes out and he's saying hi to the security guards. He's saying hi to the staff. He finally makes his way over to the coaching staff to get working, and he's just such a good time, and everybody is enjoying working with him. So having that kind of guy around your team, especially as we get closer and closer to the playoffs, things get tense. The Mavs are obviously trying to win their first playoff series with Luka. There's going to be a lot of stress. So having Boban, an experienced player who's played in many different situations and just has been around the league, having that kind of presence is important. And so he's been very impactful in the locker room, and we love having him here, that's for sure.
He definitely, as I said it last time, Lauren, he reminds me a lot of a player named George Mirosan, and definitely just his nature.
Right.
His nature is a fun-loving and friendly nature, as you said, will definitely help out as the playoffs come around in those stressful times. Well, Lauren, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. I know you're a very busy woman, so tell everybody what you do as the contributor for SB Nation's Mavs Moneyball and, of course, co-host of the Gunshot Podcast.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, thank you so much for having me back. I do very much look forward to and enjoy our conversation. But, yeah, you can find all of my content on Twitter is where it comes out, at the Lauren Gunn, Gunn with two N's. And, yes, I do co-host the Gunshot Podcast with my brother, where we kind of take a step back, and while we're both big Mavs fans, we take a step back and kind of look and evaluate the league as a whole, talking about every team, big markets, small markets. We try to hit on every single thing because sometimes you don't get the small markets, don't get that attention. So we try to talk about anyone and everyone. We talk about the draft, offseason, all of it. Everything NBA, we talk about it. So come chat with us there. And yes, I do write for Mavs Moneyball, do game coverage, kind of strategic stuff like trade deadline pieces, free agency stuff, draft stuff. So, yeah, anything Mavs related, anything NBA related, I'm your girl.
Awesome. And tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as Mavs Moneyball, the Gunshot Podcast, and any websites that you have. Let the listeners know that as well.
Yeah, definitely. So you can follow the podcast at the Gunshot Podcast. Like I said, two N's on Gun. You can follow at Mavs Moneyball. There are a lot of great contributors there that write all sorts of different pieces. So definitely recommend that at Mavs Moneyball. No spaces, no underscores, just like that. And then, and then like I said, you can follow me personally at the Lauren Gunn with two N's. So yeah, come chat with me. Any trade scenarios that you have, I love all that stuff. My DMs are open, so come chat.
Awesome, and you heard it from her. She is Lauren Gunn, contributor for SB Nation's Mavs Moneyball, which, of course, is the website dedicated to covering all things related to the Dallas Mavericks, and also the Gunshot, co-host of the Gunshot Podcast with her brother Grant Gunn, where they take a look at not just things from the Dallas Mavericks, but giving you all things working around the National Basketball Association, the NBA. Lauren, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. And if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Awesome. Thank you so much again for having me.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
Yep.
Sunday afternoon against the Warriors. They're better at taking care of the basketball. Luka, what's wrong with the Warriors, dude?
It's all on the defensive side of the floor. I mean, they haven't really been healthy. Clay's been in and out of the line. Draymond.
In the last 14 games. Green, and a no-look pass by Green to Luka, who drives it, and oh!
Attack the game.
Well, it's an adjustment period for him at this juncture, right? I mean, he,
Bang, Luka for impact unless he makes the shot.
No question about it. But, I mean, I've been shook like that. Rod Strickland.
Luka, by the way, had a 17-point first quarter, and Luka's got a chance to put a little cherry on top of the sundae at the end. And he's got the cherry! And a little even. And a long rebound is picked up by Powell. Here's Luka back on the floor with a 19-point first quarter, but right now looking for the assist.
Your point.
Green comes out and sets a big screen. And there is Luka looking for Powell. And what did you say earlier? You can throw it tonight for the Mavericks.
There's magic that happens when you get together in a Vrbo vacation home. It's the magic of spilled drinks and twirling hugs. It's inside jokes and loud shower singing and life advice and big sister real talk and laughing till you can't breathe. It's the feeling of relief because no matter who you are, there's nothing like spending time with the people you love. Vrbo, a place for together. Download the app to find yours.
The reasons to treat yourself to a frozen drink from McDonald's go on and on. No reason is also a perfectly good reason. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Hey, Louisiana, now get three new flavors. Try a medium blue raspberry Fanta, wild cherry Fanta, or frozen Coke for just $1.59, only at McDonald's. At participating McDonald's, Coca-Cola and Fanta are registered trademarks of the Coca-Cola Company.
There's magic that happens when you get together in a Vrbo vacation home. It's the magic of spilled drinks and twirling hugs. It's inside jokes and loud shower singing and life advice and big sister real talk and laughing till you can't breathe. It's the feeling of relief because no matter who you are, there's nothing like spending time with the people you love. Vrbo, a place for together. Download the app to find yours. There's magic that happens when you get together in a Vrbo vacation home. It's the magic of spilled drinks and twirling hugs and knowing no matter who you are, there's nothing like spending time with the people you love. Vrbo, a place for together. Download the app to find yours. There's magic that happens when you get together in a Vrbo vacation home. It's the magic of spilled drinks and twirling hugs and knowing no matter who you are, there's nothing like spending time with the people you love. Vrbo, a place for together. Download the app to find yours. There's magic that happens when you get together in a Vrbo vacation home. It's the magic of spilled drinks and twirling hugs and knowing no matter who you are, there's nothing like spending time with the people you love. Vrbo, a place for together. Download the app to find yours. There's magic that happens when you get together in a Vrbo vacation home. It's the magic of spilled drinks and twirling hugs and knowing no matter who you are, there's nothing like spending time with the people you love. Vrbo, a place for together. Download the app to find yours. There's magic that happens when you get together in a Vrbo vacation home. It's the magic of spilled drinks and twirling hugs and knowing no matter who you are, there's nothing like spending time with the people you love. Vrbo, a place for together. Download the app to find yours.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, a big special thank you to Lauren Gunn, co-host of the Gunshot Podcast and a contributor for SB Nation's Mavs Moneyball, giving us the current happenings with the Dallas Mavericks. All right, before we get on out of here, I just want to give you some of the most important games to look out for in the association leading up for this week. Starting off, you got a big game coming up on Saturday, March the 5th. It's going to be a good one between the Philadelphia 76ers and the Miami Heat. Of course, the new-look Sixers with James Harden. Of course, Joel Embiid is an MVP candidate. Tyrese Maxey's playing well. How about the Miami Heat with Jimmy Butler and, of course, Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, and Kyle Lowry. So look forward to that game with the 76ers and the Heat and, of course, the Golden State Warriors going up against the Los Angeles Lakers. Those are just some of the most important games on Saturday, March 5th. Now on Sunday, March the 6th, big game in the Eastern Conference with the Brooklyn Nets going up against the Boston Celtics. Also a rematch of last year's NBA Finals with the Phoenix Suns and the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks and Suns both have been playing some red-hot basketball as of late. Also, got a good one between the Toronto Raptors and the Cleveland Cavaliers. How about the New Orleans Pelicans going up against the Denver Nuggets? That should be an exciting game. The Pelicans have been hot as of late, of course, with the tandem of Brandon Ingram and C.J. McCollum, followed by the New York Knicks going up against the Los Angeles Clippers. On Monday, March the 7th, we got a really good one between the Chicago Bulls going up against the Philadelphia 76ers. Then we also have the Utah Jazz going up against the Dallas Mavericks. Then we have the Golden State Warriors going up against the Denver Nuggets. On Tuesday, March the 8th, we've got a good one between the Brooklyn Nets and the Charlotte Hornets, followed by the New Orleans Pelicans going up against the Memphis Grizzlies. This should be an exciting one, of course, with C.J., Brandon Valanciunas representing the Pelicans, and of course, Ja Morant, red hot Ja Morant, MVP candidate from the Memphis Grizzlies. Got some big ones coming up as well with the Milwaukee Bucks going up against the Oklahoma City Thunder, and then we have the Los Angeles Clippers against the Golden State Warriors. On Wednesday, March the 9th, a big one between the Boston Celtics and the Charlotte Hornets, the Phoenix Suns against the Miami Heat. I'm not saying it is, but this could be a preview of the NBA Finals. It could be. We'll see. And also we've got a great one between the Atlanta Hawks going up against the Milwaukee Bucks. And, of course, we have the New York Knicks going up against the Dallas Mavericks, the Portland Trail Blazers going up against the Utah Jazz. On Thursday, March the 10th, two games on that day, but they're going to be an exciting games as the Brooklyn Nets go up against the Philadelphia 76ers, and then the Golden State Warriors going up against the Denver Nuggets. On Friday, March the 11th, got a good one between the Los Angeles Clippers and the Atlanta Hawks. Also, the New York Knicks going up against the Memphis Grizzlies. We've got the Charlotte Hornets going up against the New Orleans Pelicans. Of course, the future of the NBA meeting up with one another as LaMelo Ball squares off against Brandon Ingram. Also, we've got the Cleveland Cavaliers going up against the Miami Heat. Also, we've got the Toronto Raptors going up against the Phoenix Suns. And that's it. That's your most important games for this coming week in the NBA. Once again, a big special thank you to Lauren Gunn, co-host of the Gunshot Podcast and a contributor for SB Nation's Mavs Moneyball, giving us the 411 on what's currently going on with the Dallas Mavericks, Luka Doncic, and some of the many players in that franchise. And that's going to do it for another edition of At the Rim. Until next week, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long.